star of
Band. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another somber episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street. Joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness, the birthday boy himself. I was kidding. It's a joyous day, of course. It's Tommy's birthday. Friend of the show, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Tom and I recording in person for the first time in many months.
Yes, many moons. Many moons.
Very special occasion. We are recording at my place of work, which
that's
means...
right, the DMV, the license plate making factory.
It is my work release program, and we are joined by my assistant, Tim McLaughlin.
Yo, what is up, everybody? It's great to be here in Radio Land.
That's right. It's Radio Land.
It's been a wonderful birthday celebration here for Tommy. We did so much work.
We all had to work today. That sucks.
Yeah, we did have to work, but, you know, we work hard. We play hard. And Sam got Tommy a cake, and we didn't have enough of, we couldn't light the candle, so we had to pretend to blow it out, and it was fun. And that's the end of that story. Thank you, and... thank you for having me.
It's funny that in person you're less normal. Tim is also in a much pain. He injured himself at work, refuses to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I fell off the bowling lane. Well, I didn't fell off, but I took a step onto a pin that was sitting on the ground, and then my foot turned up and touched my leg.
Sure.
I think I broke my foot, and I also have just a horrible bruise from something I fell on and was bleeding profusely.
Yeah. Wait, is this a different?
No, it's
it's all in one thing.
Yeah, but that all happened.
But it was all one accident.
It was all in one
I'm
accident.
Confused a little bit. You say it like it's a normal thing. You're like, I slipped. Do you slip on a slick alley?
No, there was a pin. I was up fixing the lane. So I was up behind the lane. And you got to like climb up on top of it to fix.
Oh, okay.
So I'm up on top of the lane and I'm fixing it. And then I just got off in a haste and I stepped on a bowling pin that was just back in the bag.
Sure.
And this was the first time I had met the new manager that we had hired. And she was standing there watching me.
Sure.
And of course I fall and hurt myself and I go, I fucked it.
Yeah, you fucked it like you fucked it like Roman Roy. Yeah, then, you fucked it.
And then as I'm getting on my foot, I go, don't do any of that.
It's never good to be in a haste.
No. Yeah, you fucked up. And I got a nice little laugh out of your partner today, Micah Fox, when I pointed out that you are the least active man I know, and you keep having physical injuries. You have injuries like a defensive back or something. Like, it's insane.
When you let your body deteriorate when you let your brain and body
even his tongue, yeah,
in the way that I have, it just kind of falls apart at even the slightest breeze.
Yeah, you would think Tim was like a starting running back for the fucking Colts or something. The injuries he gets, but it's that he's jumping on a trampoline the wrong way and stepping on a bowling pin. You have a very like Three Stooges type life that you lead. By the way, I want to point out it was just Father's Day this past weekend. Did you guys celebrate?
No, I will be seeing my kids very soon. If you are listening, I am so sorry.
Sweeties. Daddy misses you, my little sweeties.
And I tell your mom that the check is coming any year now.
And tell your mom's boyfriend I want a rematch. In whatever he'll do.
Really any contest.
Name a contest and not and not fucking like you did last time. not wife fucking, which you won. I'll give it to you.
I was injured like Tim.
I challenge you to a contest of wife fucking.
I did have two different people, just like random customer service interactions, say Happy Father's Day to me, which was a sign for my age.
It's that time. Oh, you want to play this? You want to talk about the games you played today? Where?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to talk about that. But yeah, during the game shows I was hosting today, I was having people for extra points guess my age. Multiple people said 38. I turned 33 today. One person said 43. That's a full decade up on me. So that was a harsh reality.
Well, you did have that filter on your face. The old man filter.
I was going to say the young.
Well done, Tim. Well done. Tim said he wasn't speaking to the mic, but he said he was going to say the young man filter. Very good. Very good.
I'm trying to say it loud so the mic hears me.
Yeah.
It probably did.
There you go.
What I need you to do, Tim has been producing these games. I need you to use the Irishman de-aging technology in real time to make me look young.
Yeah, you guys have that for your games, right? Yeah, the Irishman technology.
Well, that Irishman technology, I don't know if you know this, it's what helped De Niro and Pacino look young enough to bang those ladies to get them pregnant.
Wait, what?
Dude, they just knocked up some ladies.
You both of them?
Yeah.
That rules. Good for them.
And happy Father's Day to them.
Yes.
Most of all.
Yes.
So I thought today, I've gathered you all here. I've gathered you here. I thought one of my favorite things to order at a restaurant is the appetizer platter.
Oh yeah.
And
Shane Torres. They call him the sampler platter on All Fantasy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So a lot of you guys don't know, I took a lot of time and I started this Discord for Stand By Your Brother.
I had to beg Tommy to join. He said I had to up his cut of the Patreon from 2% to
5%. We in one of the channels, which I think JV suggested, was bands people would want us to talk
about.
We got some suggestions in there. I thought we could just do it kind of like maybe these will be full episodes in the future, but I thought for now we just wanted to get a quick record in while Tom was in town. I thought maybe we could do a little mini things where we talk about the suggestions we got.
Sure. There's some good ones. It's funny you said this. I was having a very similar thought. I mean, I was definitely thinking of getting the Discord involved. I love this Discord channel. It's fun.
Yeah.
If you're not on the Patreon, get over there. We're on the Discord. We're talking to people. We're having a good time. We're having an ongoing conversation. We're solving the world's problems.
Tom's popping off on the Great Hang Discord as well.
That's true. I realized quickly. I was like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Tom's in there sending pictures of him having cereal with orange.
Look, I'm a lonely man.
He's just writing, it's actually good.
I was trying. You know what? That actually pissed me off. Because you guys call me to be on your fucking podcast to make fun of me for eating cereal with orange juice. A thing I hadn't done. I'm going to redact that. your mystery podcast. But I answer the phone and you're like, oh, Tom eats cereal with orange juice. Everybody's like, that's disgusting. A thing I haven't done in probably a decade. I did it. And I was like, you know what would be fun? Tim just copied my ID, made this Discord. And Tim made his Discord the day after the Stand By Your Band Discord. And then he wants to tell me he didn't know about. Some people got an email from the Stand By Your Band Patreon, and I think you might be on that list.
No, not anymore.
Fuck! Then never mind.
I became far too poor. I'm getting back on it now that I work 7 days a week.
just so you can afford that. Yeah. You're measly sum.
I need Tommy to get his 5%. He told me, he goes, okay, you can work at the game shows, but as soon as you get enough money, you have to sign back up for the Patreon so that I can get my little
I need my cut. I posted a picture of me at a hotel where I made a little orange juice and cereal cup. The only response.
Not back.
No. And I don't want to go back there. They had dirty towels. No, I was in the wrong room. No, I'm kidding. None of that's true. No, I said orange juice and cereal. This was legit good. And the only response it got, no like likes or anything. Not a word from Tim. And I got a response from this guy, da blah blah, who won't shut the fuck up in this thing, by the way. He's all over here. He's like the only guy on your Discord. And he wrote, if you're craving citrus that bad, you may want to get checked for scurvy. Hey, buddy, fuck you. How do you like that? I don't have scurvy.
Dave Blah Blah is one of my biggest supporters of the podcast.
In fact, clearly.
He's the only one that listens. And we really need him, so don't be saying fuck you.
You know what? Now that we're on the thing, our Discord is actually sick as hell, and what makes me feel good is looking at your pathetic Discord. It sucks.
If you guys like Discords and Discord-related stuff, and you like ones that suck.
No, nobody's going to like it. Blah, 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 blah.
The Great Egg Patreon.
No. Nobody, you don't talk in it except for to say the only message you put in there was that you had an accident at work and you'll be late to putting up the Patreon.
Yeah. I fucked my shit up. I was going to record that Sunday night, but then I fucked my shit up too bad and I was like, I got to lay down.
And then this guy, mayor of New Jersey. Oh, you have the mayor of New Jersey in your thing. Said, I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks. The show would be good live, and I have a good plan. Legion of Skanks hasn't been good in years. You need to start a podcast war against them, like WWF and WCW. Have a competing live show at the same time on a platform that works, and try to steal fans. He says, Tim is funnier than Lewis. Micah is funnier than Big J. Tim just needs to find out a way out of Mondays at the bowling alley. Yeah. Your fans are so sad, dude. Yeah.
First of all, that guy's also a fan of you.
Oh, I like that guy.
I will not be starting a war with the Legion of Skates and their fans. And also, that is nice that he says I'm funnier than Lewis. But, you know... Who's not?
Oh, we love Lewis.
The war is on.
The war starts now.
I was going to say, on record, there's no worse podcast name in history than Legion of Skanks.
Yeah. It's a tough name. Terrible
name.
Tough name. Hey, we share a lot of fans with those guys. They're good guys, but that name is tough. And we will be starting our show, Squadron of Skanks, next week to compete with Lewis. Jesus Christ,
Tim.
Tim
was just trying to put his gum in my empty water. He dropped it on my knee.
Happy birthday!
Wow, you really smoked through that bottle of water, huh?
Shiner bottle of water. That was my birthday.
True. Try it again. It's before this. Oh. I had the worst meal of my life just now. It's not important. Anyways, oh, really quick before we go into the Discord shit, I wanted to give a shout out. I brought up Father's Day because I was just at a friend of the show, Sam Wiles, birthday.
Hey.
He told me his father, huge fan of the pod.
What?
Yeah, he said he listens to it. I wanted to say when he jet skis, but that doesn't sound right. I think it's maybe it was bike riding. That makes more sense. Stand by your band, the number one podcast to listen to while you jet ski. You're gonna lose a lot of AirPods. If you're at like a boat party, throw on Stand By Your Band, let people jam out to it. But yeah, I just wanted to give a little shout out and a happy father, since I don't have a father of my own like you guys.
It's always fucking, I don't have a dad this. I don't have a dad this. Jesus Christ. Everybody's
some people would say, I don't have a, sometimes I say, I don't have a dad that even.
And it's just too much. It's you've made it your whole freaking identity.
Is that right?
And you should be working the half Indian thing.
That's true. I've been fucking up.
But my thing, I guess I'm upset because my thing is that I have a dad.
Your big thing is you have a dad and that he's hot. You know what I was thinking? You need to bring back that edible complex bit. That was funny.
I haven't been doing it in a long
I thought of that the other day, and I was like, who was my genius friend who had that bit? And then I was like, oh, wait, it was Tim. How did he think of that? And I was like, he probably stole it.
I woke up after Django's album recording, and I go, hey, Michael, what about a bit about this? And she goes, Django did that last night. I go, oh, yes. I go, he very well did, it
seems. That's so funny. You know what a great idea is? I just thought of this new hour of material. Yeah.
It came to me in the night. all right. Okay. Yes.
So, yes, Discord. If you want to get in the Discord, first you got to join the Patreon.
Let's go. Measly sum.
Month. We are having fun in there. We started this channel. It's JB's idea. It was a great idea. And I think, I forget who made the suggestion, but the first suggestion was this little known New Zealand.
Yes.
Band. I've never heard.
We should listen to a song before. From them. Yeah.
That one pulled up. Sounds like it could be a cool band. I don't know what.
Pretty esoteric, but apparently they're big.
Yeah. I don't know if we could find anyone who would like, want to talk about them, but this is the Feelers. It's called, this is a funny title, Fishing for Lisa.
The hell? Who would fish for Lisa?
Very weird.
Bart? Probably Homer.
Really good.
Yeah, I really like that, actually.
We could do like a whole episode about that band, I
think. Oh, yeah. It's at least one. Fishing for Lisa. It actually is good. That's the problem. I do like it now. I feel like the first time I heard that, I did not like it, and now I love it.
So Fishing for Lisa.
Yeah.
I remember when we did that like anniversary episode where I recorded all of the... Oh, actually.
Yes.
Behind the curtain.
No.
Dealer songs. It was such a sad day in that like tiny apartment I was living in. I was like sitting on the bed singing Fishing for Lisa. Acoustic guitar. It was a strange time.
Yep. Bad time.
All equally depressed.
All downhill from there, that's for sure.
But yeah, that was the first one we had on there. Really, really good tune.
Yes. Tim, what did you think of that song?
I like that song. What songs do they do that I know?
If you don't know Fishing for Lisa, I think you're pretty fucked. You're like those submarine guys. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't. Do I know any of these songs?
The Feeler shit?
Dog, I wish I knew music and names of bands or names of songs and stuff.
Tim, you know the Feelers thing, right? No. It's Guy Montgomery has done the show like 5 times and he defends the same like 5-6 songs every time. Oh. It's always that song.
I wish I knew podcasts.
You don't know any Feelers songs.
No.
But no.
Fishing
for Lisa.
Check him out.
He is a funny guy.
Tomorrow, Tim's going to wake up and be like, Micah, what if we did an episode about the Feelers?
Montgomery, huh?
That would be funny. He crosses over pods. That's a good time. Me too. I met a New Zealander in L.A., and we were like talking about people we knew from New Zealand, and I said Guy, and she freaked out. She was like, you know Guy Montgomery? And I was like, yeah, he's a fucking idiot. No, I was like, I love Guy. And she was like, he's like famous. And I was like, oh, not here. No. What an idiot. And now he's back home and famous. Stupid.
Yeah, I hope we can. There's a way to watch his TV show.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if there's a way for Americans to watch it.
I don't know. Maybe we can. That. Maybe we can call him up and have him just do a play by play.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But also, I should say, you met a New Zealander. I watched the New Zealander. We
are not the same. But how was the New Zealander?
I didn't watch it.
Is there a New Zealander? I didn't even know that.
Too.
I feel like that was like, I want to say Zoolander 2 was like 10 years ago. Am I crazy?
I don't give a shit.
I saw the new Wes Anderson movie.
I'm going
to
see it.
I don't know how I felt about it, but I'm excited for you to see it. I want to hear your thoughts. All right. JV said, I know you guys touched on them before, but it felt like you barely scratched the surface about the feelers.
Yes,
Then JV said, we absolutely need a Crazy Town episode.
Yes.
I totally agree. And if you guys don't know Crazy Town, you don't know shit.
That band I know.
Yeah.
They're the Butterfly Band.
That's right.
They were in
OC. Or Orange County. Yeah.
Orange County, the film.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to watch that. I went to Orange County. It was different than I thought it would be.
The high school to go check out the kids.
That's right.
And then you got escorted off, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a mid, kind of a midtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard it's real Republican-y because everybody's got a bunch of money.
It's not. It wasn't like that when I was there, I don't think. But I was in a weird part. I did a don't tell.
Oh, well, you don't ask.
That's true. That's a good point. You should start a show called Don't Ask. And it's like you don't book anybody who asks you to do it.
Gotta do that now.
Yeah.
Just had a cancellation for Thursday, so Guy Montgomery is on.
Who canceled on you, Tim?
Doug Smith.
Oh, damn. Is he saving another life?
He's saving a life. His wife had to work late, so he's got to, you know, he's a stay-at-home dad. He's sure. Taking care of his kid. Probably just didn't want to come to Bushwick, and I understand
it. Yeah, it's tough. That's why you got to go back to Zoom. Like, see, we're doing it in person now. I miss that Zoom connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You miss the breaking in, breaking out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's listen to that Crazy Town song. What do you say? Although JV gave a example of a different Crazy Town song. The Gift of Game is a rap metal classic. Let's listen to, or is that the album? Let me see. Gift of Game.
Well,
damn it.
Well, you guys look that up. I'll tell you this. I went to go see Gift of Gab.
Okay.
From the lead rapist for Blackalicious.
Okay.
So I went to go see Gift.
Okay. Yeah, that's no good.
The lead rap man for Blackalicious, and I went to go see him at Bonnaroo.
Don't say Blackalicious either.
I saw the lead rapper for Alicious, and he came. The roadie came out, big fat black guy. Roadie
Jesus
came
Christ.
Out. Everybody started applauding him, and I was like, "It's not him, you racist!" And it wasn't him.
Oh, you got him. You
and
got him.
That's my Gift of Gab story.
This has been Tim's story hour.
Ironic. I did not have the Gift of Gab.
The very gift you don't have. what was it? Remember we were on that trip? I feel like we shared this joke, but we said that Tim had the curse of Gab. let's hear some of Butterfly. Here it is.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is passing.
Here's a question. Do you guys know what year that song came out?
Is it a trick? It's a trick, probably, right?
What do you mean? No, it's not a trick. Why would it be a trick?
Well, because you're like, do you know what? It could have popped off like in 2004.
I don't remember about that.
97.
So, what are you guessing?
Well, okay. I've got to remember when I saw stuff.
Because I was trying to think of when I listened to it, and it wasn't, it didn't
say,
feel right.
I'm
going to but...
say 2008.
Oh, okay. Tommy,
that's
you got a guess?
I'm worried I saw it when I was glancing at the internet. Was it 2000?
Close. 1999. Tommy and Tim both lose.
Yeah.
and I get the point.
Prince wrote a song about that.
What's that one? Purple Rain? I was trying to think. That didn't sound right to me because that means I was 12 when that song came out. And it was also November of 99, so you were very close.
Oh.
But I was like 11 or 12, and I remember they played that on our bus all the time, and it's like a very sexual song. Doesn't seem right that children would be listening to that.
I didn't realize, I'm looking at the song facts, that is a sample from Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's a double standby.
That is crazy.
From Pretty Little Ditty from Mother's Milk.
Wow, I've listened to that song. I didn't know that. That's crazy. Look at that.
And after writing the lyrics, Shifty Shellshock asked his producer to give it a mellow feel similar to Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Damn.
Very funny to sample one.
And also and just steal the vibe, too.
Make it sound like this other Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
That is very great. It does sound, now that I'm listening to it, the guitar does sound like a Red Hot Chili Peppers lick.
Yeah. Got that Frusciante tone.
Damn. We should do a revisiting of Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's been a while. Been a while. Did we ever do Stained? We haven't done Stained, did we?
I don't think so.
We need to do a Stained episode. I used to like, there was like three Stained songs that I loved.
This was one of the songs targeted by the Federal Trade Commission in 2001 as inappropriate for underage listeners.
I agree, but I still heard it. I still heard it, though.
I agree with the FTC.
The FTC won't let me be.
FTC makes me agree. I think they see what's there to see.
Oh, let's go. Tommy's flowing. All right. The next thing on here is from Potts McGee, who says Smokey Robinson's 2023 album, Gasms, is diabolically horny. I hate the name.
Yeah, I can't stand the name Gasms. I keep seeing it, and I just can't handle it.
You keep seeing it?
Well, it was big. I mean, they covered it. It was, like, big on Pitchfork. And
Oh, right.
Because it was this big, you know, late in life.
Sure.
Big album.
It was written by an 83-year-old man. They say it's diabolically horny.
Well, we got to hear some of it.
Let's hear some of it. Tim, you ready to get hard? Let's go. First time in a while.
To feel like Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Am I seeing Smokey Robinson? No, who am I seeing? I might be seeing Duke Ellington. Does that sound right?
In
L.A. Dude, I'm seeing what the fuck is his name? The 400 unit. I'm seeing Jason Isbell.
Hell yeah!
I'm seeing Jason Isbell at the Greek next month. I need somebody to give me like a. Kind of like what we did for Mannequin Pussy in the Discord. Yes. Once again, getting that Discord, people. I need somebody to do that with Jason Isbell for me because I've listened to some and I like everything I've heard, but it feels like overwhelming his catalog a little bit.
I would also recommend watching the documentary about him that just came out on HBO.
Oh, I absolutely will because I got to justify. Check this move out. What if I just did a dance move? That was cool as hell. Friend of the show, Andy Woodhull, hits me up. He says, I've got two extra tickets to Jason Isbell, and do you want them? And he's going with other friend of the show, Alex Stone, their respective partners. And he goes, I've got two. Do you want them? And I was like, shit, I would like to go. I asked Antonia. She was like, yeah, I don't care, but I'll go. And I go, yeah, we're in. He goes, cool, $100 each. You still cool? And I was like, you got to tell me that before
Why
I say
you say that? Ask and then you say
It's insane. You gotta ask first, and we still are going, but I was like,
no, that's crazy,
you know,
say it when you're asking, like, hey,
yeah, why not, because there is a part of you that's like, oh, maybe these are free. So I was like, shit, I got a damn mortgage to pay, but luckily I'm in this big Popeyes commercial that's gonna save my life. I don't think it matters. They filmed it.
The new Popeye's woman.
I'm Popeye's woman. It's all in me.
very exciting. Tom is in the Popeye's commercial. We're not talking about the cartoon like spinach.
I wish. I'd like to get my hands on that olive oil. Put in your fucking cereal. What the hell? Actually, I bet that would be good. Come on. You just hate Italian. I gotta say, I didn't respect olive oil for so long, and now I'm all in on it. It's fine.
Back to the food.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't respect the cartoon.
Tom was like, she plays the victim too much. Can she stand up for herself?
Yeah. Why don't you just eat a can of spinach, you fucking idiot? You see that it works. Why don't you get a couple muscles, fucking idiot? Got to be rescued all the time.
That cartoon was straight up full of love Sims.
Oh yeah.
It is crazy.
Oh, in the Discord also asked us to talk about Popeye for a few minutes.
That's true. So we're just covering all of our bases. If you're on the Discord, we will do anything. All right.
Popeye spinach is like blue chew.
That's a good point. They only show his arm, but you know he's rock hard too.
Really got that thing on him.
I mean, every time his pipe fucking goes off.
That's true.
And I bet that's symbolic of his pecker.
I bet you're right, Tim. I bet you're right.
Thank you.
What a bad... It's so funny that Popeye's supposed to be like... he's like the healthiest guy. It was like part of it was like they'd sell... Like kids would eat spinach because they were like, I would eat spinach because I was like, oh, hell yeah, I want to be like Popeye. But he also smoked all the time.
Yeah, I was 8 years old. I had my sailor hat on. I was smoking a pipe, but I was healthy as hell. You know, spinach, coughing, I low down.
God, that's the best time of your life to smoke. When you're around 8, 9... Your lungs are replenishing all the time. You're fine.
You're out working in the mines. You gotta have a smoke. You had a hard day of work.
All right, which song do we want to hear? What sounds like the horniest?
Yeah,
I think
for the sexiest.
Let's see. You Fill Me Up feels pretty horny. I Want to Know Your Body is the one. Let's hear that one. All right.
I want to know your body like it was my own. All night, is that all right? I wanna know your body like it was my own. Every part, a beautiful sight. I wanna sing about it in a sweet love song. Clever words I wanna write. I wanna make.
Okay. All right. We heard it. I wanna know your body. It's sexy. That's the type of music one would make love to. Not fuck to. No, you couldn't.
Let's hear another one. I didn't get what I wanted out of that. Yeah, I wanted it to be weirder.
All right. All right. I mean, that wasn't not weird, but all right, let's go back to Gasms. All right, I'll play the one that I said before. You Fill Me Up. What about I Fit In There? That sounds gross, like, too. All right, let's hear it. This one was what we were looking for. This one is fucked up because it starts with make some room for me if deep down inside you're hoping to fill up an opening.
I hope everyone is happy. This is the product of being sexually open and not shaming anyone. We now have a 90-year-old man putting out an album called Gasms talking about openings and whatnot.
Yeah. We got to send this to Jeff. I bet Sheen will like this.
Oh, I bet he will. Dude, Smokey looks like he's gotten some work done, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but that might just be makeup. It's hard to tell.
My lord, that was disgusting.
Fit in there.
Here's the thing. I liked the song before.
It's kind of fun because it could imply that he has a small penis.
I'll fit in there.
Oh, I fit it in. I see you got a Gatorade bottle there. I'm in there. That's a good time. That was a good call, Tommy. We almost stopped short.
Yes.
That was close.
7.2 on Pitchfork.
Wow. Gasms. All right.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. 8 is like great.
Whoa. What, is there a timer on here? Yeah. Okay, we're at 35. All right. Let's do like 10 more minutes.
I'll do like 10 more Smokey Robinson.
The next one here. It's from Saga, who says, has anyone ever talked about Bowling for Soup? They've been around a long time and have a fun catalog. I wouldn't qualify as a defense, but I think others might. Have we done Bowling for Soup?
I don't think we have. Think so.
And I'll tell you right now, I would consider it a defense. I never really liked Bowling for Soup. I found their songs to be kind of grating.
Yes. Tim, you work at a bowling alley. What are your thoughts on this?
And you are paid in soup, of course.
I'm a French onion man. I actually just got a raise to French onion. It was chicken noodle. And
oh, damn.
And now we got a raise to French onion, which is nice. But I liked that one song that they had. No, that was a different
1985. Yeah, Stacey's mom was that Fountains of Wayne?
Fountain of Wayne was Stacey's mom. 1985 was their... Maybe they covered Stacey's mom.
Which one was Fountains of Wayne then? Because I get that confused too.
But
I get those two confused, and I like more of.
Oh yeah, so they must have covered it. That makes it very confusing.
Yeah, that is wild.
Because I did like 1985, but I thought that they got a lot of shine because they had that big fat bassist guy. Remember that? You see him in the video. They're like, "Oh my god, that guy's fucking fat as hell."
I don't think I ever watched their videos.
Yeah, big old fat guy. I don't know.
He does look way older than them.
Really popped off at the beginning, but I don't know. I, you know me. I'm not into bands and stuff. But
sure. Yeah, you're not into
real
it.
Real actual soup man.
Can I just say something?
Say
if
it.
You're a band that could easily be confused with Fountains of Wayne. You can't cover Stacey's.
No. No.
Confuse some podcasters.
Yes. Yeah, that is fucked up. Is it? It's a cover, right? It must be. They covered it, right?
It's the fourth most played song on Spotify, 71 million views. Yeah, it's a Fountains of Wayne
song.
And it's
the number one from Fountains of Wayne.
They've got
a hot lady. Stacey's
mom.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I remember thinking I didn't like Stacey's mom because I heard that cover over and over again. I hated it.
That sounded like straight up the exact same song.
That's what I thought. I'm so confused right now. This feels like the Berenstain Bears shit.
Mm. Oh, are we having a Mandela effect?
We might be having a Mandela effect.
A Mom-della effect. Now I'm on.
Oh, yeah? I don't get it.
Because it's Stacey's mom.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I am on, and I've declared that I am on.
Uh-oh. Okay. We better watch out.
Yes, they released a cover of Stacey's Mom as a B-side to one of their singles, which I think was a bad idea because it confused me 20 years later. Mm-hmm.
They didn't even think about that.
But yes, Adam Schlesinger, who passed away a few years ago, great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
As I've mentioned on here before, he wrote my favorite movie original song of all time, That Thing You Do.
Me too, man. Love it. Classic.
And he wrote Stacey's Mom, Bowling for Soup. Merely covered it.
Yeah.
Angering me.
Angering Tommy. Can we listen to a little 1985? Yeah, so 1985 is their big one. I hate this song. Let me look up some song text.
She's gonna be an actress. She's gonna be a star. She's gonna see.
Here's my nitpick. It mm-hmm. wasn't way before Nirvana.
No. It was like a few years, yeah.
Also, is this a song about a woman who wanted to be a slut?
Timothy.
Listen, you can be a thought.
Yeah.
Be a thought who thinks.
Oh, you know? Tim.
What?
Timothy. No.
So her, this is okay. I take it back. That song sucks. A, but B, the thing is, like, she's a mother to two children that don't like her, and mm-hmm. her life is terrible now.
Yeah, because they think the '80s actually sucked.
It's similar in theme to the Volvo driving soccer mom from Evercore.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sure. Also, it should be noted, they didn't write the song. It was made, it was originally written and released. Yeah. It was originally written and released by the band SR71.
What is going on?
Yeah, and then it was given to them because they didn't have a complete album by their manager, basically.
Angered again.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
It was written by this guy?
That's right.
SR71 mm-hmm. Blackbird. So this song I remember. I'm gonna play a little bit of "Girl All the Bad Guys Want." This was a big hit.
Yeah, this one I did like when it came out.
Great song.
Yeah.
Say it. Let me be the first to say it. Great.
No, team. No. I said it earlier. No.
I have a question.
Yes.
These gentlemen are 50. Are they still singing the song?
Yeah, they're probably singing it. They want the girl that all the bad guys want.
I also don't. Wait, but the girl wanted the bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the girl all the bad guys want. She also happens to like the very bad guys who want her. So it's really a tough situation for a guy like these fellas.
I almost just lost my shit. Because when you Google "Girl All the Bad
Guys Oh, no, don't tell me.
It says "Song by Simple Plan."
No. But it's a fuck-up?
I think it's a fuck-up. And it's driving me insane.
That would be so funny. These guys have never made a song.
it is a Mandela.
That song does really, it takes me back. I loved it when I was a boy. this is, there's a comment on the song facts in here from someone named PP Peeper, who says this song is just Jarrett Reddick, who is now Chuck E. Cheese, being a simp. Why do people love it so much?
Damn.
It is low key a simp anthem, but I like simp anthems when I was a boy. I really liked it. And I also liked the line. You know what it was? It's like slightly dirty. It reminds me of that band that does the, like, "I'm a dick. I'm a dick." Is that Simple Plan? Yeah, that's right. Oh, no wonder people fuck this up. But he does have that whiny voice that's annoying. But when he says, "creaming over tough guys," I remember being like, whoa, he's talking about creaming.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up. Right,
I got a fun thing for this one. In 2019, Bowling for Soup played this song, and they updated the lyrics to be more like modern times.
Oh, shit. Let me guess. "Creaming over reply guys." It's like a bad iPad. Jeez.
It's the girl all the things.
Timothy.
So he said, 8 o'clock Monday night and I'm on Tinder.
Oh.
I swipe right on a girl a little cooler than me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That is so brutal of all the ways to do it. I finally super liked a girl a little cooler than me. Oh, man. Her name is Nola. She's a rocker with an IUD.
It's the I from Apple.
That's right.
She's watching Fox News, creeping over conservatives.
Creeping over Tucker Carlson.
This has been a great episode.
Yep.
Tommy's birthday sample plan.
Yes. We may call it that. What do you think the odds are that we get this episode out? I guess Tim does this often. I trust him to have figured it out.
Yes, but we had a very odd recording scenario, but Tom was in town, so we had to get on mic together.
Yep. This is fun. Man, I miss doing it like this.
Me too.
I'll move back.
I'll move back. Tim, anything you want to plug? Don't listen to his plugs.
Don't listen to the podcast.
I would like to plug, first of all, my Instagram, at hot_comic69.
Why don't you just change it to something normal? I think it's time.
Okay, I'll change it.
Make it to your name.
hot_comic69.
Is there an overscore?
I don't think so. And I have if you're listening in the New York area, I have a new show starting the first Sunday of every month at the Gutter.
What?
Yes, it's called The World's Greatest Advice Show. I'm going to get
four
very dumb comedians on, and we're going to pull advice from Reddit because those are always fucked up, and then we'll give people in the audience our advice. This first month, we have Micah Fox, Shane Torres, the sampler.
Ooh, so, yes, Mr. Sampler Platter.
Smart friend of ours, Kenise Mobley.
Yes.
And stupid dumbass, Jack Comstock.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be a nice mix of people. And then you, of course, can listen to the Great Hang Podcast with myself and Micah Fox and the Tough Questions Podcast with me and enemy of the show, Jeff Sheen.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bad TikTok.
I will be in Chicago this weekend. I'll be featuring at Zany's all weekend for the Great Rosebud Baker. It will be a very fun time. Come out to those shows.
I will, of course, be in the motherland, Cincinnati, this very weekend. I don't know. It's where I used to hang out a lot and drink. It's cool. I will be at Go Bananas, one of my favorite clubs. Come on out, see a damn show, and get on that Discord, baby. Oh, also, I have Dallas Comedy Club coming up soon. Vermont is New Year's Eve. I'm doing Little Rock, Arkansas with the one and only Tim McLaughlin. Oh, we're doing Boston, too, in November, and I'm at the DC Improv. Is that right? We should talk about Augustana. All right. Get on the Spring Patreon.
Nirvana before August. That
That's good. That's good stuff. All right. Get on the Patreon. We love you. Keep it crispy. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.